This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. والفجر وليال عشر
والشفع والوتر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. We all blessed to have found ourselves by the virtues of the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal, enjoying these 10 days, inshallah, of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, in which the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the actions and the deeds that are done by a slave, a servant during these days, they are the most beloved days to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he cannot do, or she cannot do, any actions outside of these 10 days that are more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than what he does within these 10 days, with the exception of getting shahada. With that being the situation, brothers and sisters in al-Islam, we all need to do more and to take advantage of these 10 days. I'm sure that there's not a single person out there, because of your iman, your faith, and your belief in Allah, that when the month of Ramadan comes and we get into the last 10 days of Ramadan, and in those last 10 days is the greatest night known to mankind, which is Laylatul Qadr, we find the people of our community, all of us, getting excited and getting serious in looking for Laylatul Qadr. And we even go as far as to act as if the 27th night of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. And there's a strong dalil that it could be, that it may be, that it probably is, and Allah knows best. But we make an effort to come to the masjid on the 27th night of Ramadan and the last odd nights in the last 10 days. And that is a sign of al-Iman, and that's good. But now the issue that presents itself that causes a bit of misunderstanding is how we find that the Prophet told us in an authentic hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith that's on the table today, ma min ayamin al-amalu salihu fihinna ahabbu lillahi min hadhihi al-ayam. There are no days in which the good deeds are done in those days, and they are more beloved to Allah than these days of Dhul Hijjah. So with this hadith, which is authentic, how is it that the best days of the dunya, as Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, is from the best, it's the best night of the dunya? How is it that for the best 10 days, daylight time, how is it that we don't get as serious? We should get serious. And the way we get serious, by practicing the sunnah. Just as we were shown special things to do in the night of Laylatul Qadr, like the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu afu fa'fu anni, like praying in the nights of Laylatul Qadr, looking for Laylatul Qadr in Siyam, and so forth and so on, we've been shown and advised to do things for these 10 days. Making the dhikr of Allah, saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, and any other dhikr that you want to make, like the recitation of the Quran, like making istighfar, like making whatever dhikr that you want to make. Also fasting during these days. Siratul Birr, connecting the ties of relationship and hooking up with your relations, your relatives. Forgiving people during these 10 days. Giving sadaqah fi sabilillah, whether it's to your family, whether it's to the local masjid, whether it's to anyone that you know who may be in need of it. These are the 10 days of actions. Giving da'wah ilallah, memorizing the Quran, listening to the Quran, all of those issues is from what has been legislated in these 10 days, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. As for some of our brothers and sisters who were kind of upset as a result of the Qadr of Allah, this is the second year in a row. Due to COVID, we won't be performing Hajj. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That's from the Qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So some of us, we just have to fall back and deal with the situation. But it doesn't mean that you throw in the towel and you don't do anything. No, there are ample opportunities afforded to each and every one of us to get the reward for the people who made Hajj, the few people who will make Hajj this year. Like the Prophet told us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anyone who prays Salatul Fajr and then he remains in his place in the masjid where he prays Salatul Fajr until the sun comes up, once the sun comes up, he prays 2 rak'at. He will get the reward of performing Hajj and Umrah. Tam. Complete reward. So you can do that every single day and get the reward of performing Hajj. There are other actions that a person can do, but you go back, inshallah, and you check that out. The important thing is that you are reminded. Don't sleep on these days. Take advantage of these days. The 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. They're from the sacred month. And they're from the days that Allah loves, and that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasimin kathira showed a lot of emphasis in showing this community what to do on these days. Wassalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Al-fajri wa layalin ashri wa shaf'i wal watr.